our next guest. He's our good buddy, a 14-year NHL vet, and one of the hosts on NHL Sirius XM, Matthew Barnaby. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
How we doing, guys?
Doing really well. Okay, we'll get right into it, because this is new. This is breaking.
You're making some news today.
Yeah, making a little news.
You want to talk Thanksgiving, don't you?
I do.
And the New York Jets. Yes.
Yeah. How many times you baste your turkey in an hour? That's what we want to talk about.
That's not a pun, by the way.
Yeah, no, not a pun. Okay, yeah. So, Matt, the Pittsburgh Penguins, an inauspicious start to the season. They're 12-8. Sidney Crosby's 11 points in 20 games. You said on your show today, I'll let you say it again, but Mario and Sid, by all accounts, are not seeing eye to eye. Explain.
That's what I'm told. And this started yesterday, just having Bob Rossi on the show, and it wasn't that he said that per se. We talked about, you know, where Sid is. We talked about the Chicago Blackhawks. We talked about where the Penguins are now, where the Penguins are going, what the future holds for Sidney Crosby. And it just led to, you know, just a discussion on the Pittsburgh Penguins. After the show, I got a text and said to look into the relationship of Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Okay, well, I get texts all the time. I get things all the time. And in 7 years of doing this, I've never reported anything like this. But I sent a few texts out to people I know in the organization in Pittsburgh, people I know from around that know the two, and said, absolutely false. Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby are good friends, great teammates, and there is no problem. However, you might want to look into Mario and Sidney. So sent a couple other texts to different people, and the common theme was that they weren't on the same page, that there was a falling out after the 14 playoffs when they lost out. Now, the substance of the conversation, whether it be because it's the team isn't built right going forward, that I don't know. But I have heard that there is the rift, that conversations aren't plenty between the two, and that they are not on the same page.
How distant is Mario? We know he's distant with the media. We know he just doesn't have much time for it, and he may feel it's not an obligation, and we could debate whether it is. But how distant is he from the team itself? We'll see him in the box for big games, Matt, but we don't know how often he's there at practice, kind of leaning over whoever the GM and coach are at the given time, right?
Yeah, I don't know that per se. Again, the people I leaned on are closer to the situation than I am, living in Buffalo and not being at Pittsburgh every day. He is a guy that doesn't have time for the media. He is a great guy. I had an opportunity to play for Mario when he was a player and part owner at the time. I have nothing but good things to say about Mario. I read something on Ted Leonis today, and when you are an owner, I think it is best mostly that you stay out of the eye. You stay out of the way of the GM. You stay out of the way of the players. Now, Sidney Crosby is the face of the NHL. He's won Stanley Cup. He's won Olympic gold. He's won at every single level. And you have Mario Lemieux that is arguably one of the best players of all time. So it's a different dynamic than, say, a Leondis, or if you go to even in Buffalo with a Terry Pegula. This is Mario Lemieux, one of the best players that have ever played the game, and really the face of Pittsburgh hockey and the savior to them. So it's different. I don't think he's around all the time, but at the same time, I think he still has a lot of influence on the way that this team is built, or the direction that they're going. With the sale going, with everything going on with the Pittsburgh Penguins, you'd have to think he's a big part of everything.
It is interesting, and now we get into the opinion side too, because I think of you know, what do I think of Sidney Crosby? And I agree with you. People forget, because it's been a slow start. He's had some injuries. We're on the Connor McDavid train, and Alexander Ovechkin's doing what he does.
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby is still the best player in the National Hockey League and the face of the franchise. But it hasn't been easy in Pittsburgh. There's been moments, but they've had injury concerns, right? I mean, they're maybe the best team in hockey a couple of years ago, but they lose three of their four top defensemen. Sid has been injured. They got eliminated 1 year because Sid and Malkin were injured. He's 28 years old and only has that one Stanley Cup. I could see a situation where Crosby would get a little flustered, to be honest.
Now, I can't take you inside that conversation, but if playing around, again, I've played with Pat LaFontaine, I've played with Marc Messier, I've played with Jaromir Jagr. There's always a direct line to the ownership and to the GM. They have a different rapport with upper management and ownership than Matthew Barnaby did. Matthew Barnaby didn't walk in and say, hey, we need a top D and a top right winger. And poof, and magically they say, Matthew, please get out of my office or I'm going to call security.
You said we need a beer fridge in the locker room is what we need.
And we always had one. Yeah. Thankfully, I was the off-ice coordinator with Mark Bergevin. We were always good with that. Not that he liked beer. He was always doing his abs, but that's another story. there's a different rapport between star players. And if I had to guess the way that the conversation went, I'm not the one that said that this happened. I'm telling you what people that are closer to the situation than I have reported, that they are not on good speaking terms. They are not on the same page. And if I had to guess, if there was a rift between them, and it was after the 0-14, I think Sidney Crosby, we would have guessed after they beat Detroit in the Stanley Cup final and they won their first Stanley Cup with the likes of Billy Guerin and this team that we said, okay, they got Malkin, they got Crosby. How many cups are they going to win? And the answer, years later, is one.
Right.
Now you look over at Chicago and you look at Jonathan Toews. When we think of the greatest leader in NHL right now, whether it's right or wrong, who do we think of? We think of Jonathan Toews. We don't think of Sidney Crosby. We think of Jonathan Toews. And I think for a star player, as proud as he is, as good as he is, as dominant as he's been throughout his career, I think it pisses him off that he's not doesn't have more Stanley Cups to his resume. And if you look at their team now short term, they're not a Stanley Cup contender. If you look at their prospects coming up and their team built long term, they're not built well either.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley Cup is not in the future in Pittsburgh for Sidney Crosby. So that's just my own opinion. That's just the way I think that the conversation, if I go through everything, could be wrong, could be false. But I think Sidney Crosby is very frustrated with his game. I think Sidney Crosby and Pittsburgh don't see a light at the end of the tunnel for winning Stanley Cups. And I think that's a big, big problem.
Matthew Barnaby, our guest, SiriusXM host. It's interesting, too, because if there's nothing even there with the Malkin thing, you tell us how important is it for two superstars to, you don't have to see eye to eye, do you? You can be totally different people, totally different stages of your life, totally different personal lives. The puck drops, you're fine. This happens in our business, right? The lights go on, the mics go on, and people just get the job done. Does that have to be the case with Crosby and Malkin or any other superstars that you've played with?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had guys that don't like each other get along for the better of the team. And let's not, even if this is true and there is a rift, let's not pretend this is the only rift that goes on. Most of them don't get spoken of. There's disagreements between ownership and general managers and star players all the time, and you can coexist with each other and build championship teams. Heck, if we went out to Denver right now, I think there might be a rift going between Elway and Peyton Manning,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't out yet. It might come out in the future, but it happens all the time. And I think it becomes part of your DNA when you're a competitive guy and you want to challenge and you want to win. It's about your legacy. And right now, I think Sidney Crosby might be looking long-term and saying, my legacy in Pittsburgh isn't more than one Stanley Cup. I don't know if that's what I want. Now, I'm not saying he's asking for a trade. I'm not going down that. We'll see how it plays out. I would have never imagined Sidney Crosby anywhere but the Pittsburgh Penguins. But what is in our conversation with our interview yesterday with Rob Rossi, not the fact that this other conversation took place, but just to explore avenues of why or what's going on and if we can ever imagine him anywhere else.
Now, I'm not sure if you saw this, and this is a predictable response. This is putting out fires, but Mario Lemieux does not say much, but on the official Pittsburgh Penguins Twitter account, Mario Lemieux, on rumored rift with Sidney Crosby, a Lemieux quote responding to you, basically. It's absolutely not true. It's silly. So you did get Lemieux to talk. Good for you.
Good work.
Well, we usually don't get Mario to talk. And I love Mario Lemieux, and yes, predictable. If we follow TMZ, if you remember, probably about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, they asked Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton about their relationship. And Gwen Stefani said their relationship with her husband has never been stronger. They've since filed for divorce, and she's dating Blake Shelton. So it comes with the territory. You're always going to deny. And again,
that devastated us.
Well, yeah. It's
I like Gwen Stefani.
we yeah. But Walker likes Blake Shelton. Although Walker told TMZ the same thing about the Brady Walker relationship 6 weeks ago. So there's nothing to all these rumors. We're perfectly fine.
You know what? That was my next rumor.
I don't think that'll get the same traction. I don't think anyone from management here will respond. I'm quite sure they won't. Hey,
I think a couple of people from Sportsnet said, "Thank goodness."
Yeah, pretty much. Thank goodness.
Hey, I can't wait for Braids and Barnes in the evening.
It's going to be great. That's right. Yeah, we'll get the show catered, unlike when you do it. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, have a great day, guys.